Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for March 25, 2024, Monday of the Holy Week. It is taken from John chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served. While Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him, Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil made from genuine aromatic nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held a money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the Gospel today. God's mercy and compassion is the greatest of all. It was unto this that Mary responded by anointing the feet of Jesus with costly perfume oil made from genuine aromatic nard and drying them with her hair. What she did was not simple gratitude. It may actually be the fruit of God's compassion and forgiveness. Because when a Christian receives that, immediately it bears fruit in forgiving others and in doing charity to others. At first glance, what Judas Iscariot commented may have been right, but on a deeper look, we will realize what the Gospel says. Judas said that not because of anything else, not because he loved the poor, but rather he loved money. Because to love the poor cannot be taken as a separate agenda. Otherwise, it remains to be merely philanthropy at best, or simply greed at its worst. To love the poor and to do charity cannot be taken on itself. It should be taken as a consequence. It should be taken as the fruit of God's love. Because when one receives God's mercy and forgiveness, which is the most concrete expression of God's love, immediately it bears fruit. And the fruit is charity. Loving the poor, therefore, should come because we have been loved. We have been forgiven by God in the first place.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.